Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor, a conversation with my colleague Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch. He's traveling, he's in Italy, about the volatility on the market. And Brett presents a puzzle never solved about when people sell and when people buy, when the market goes up, when the market goes down. Based upon, well, you'll see, it looks like the calendar, but we can't explain the calendar either. Brett Ahrens on the odd predictability of the market time of year. More of this tonight.
You know, it's absolutely fascinating. Nobody on Wall Street, this is one of the great secrets of Wall Street. Nobody on Wall Street has yet been able to come up with a satisfying, rational explanation for the fact that pretty consistently, the stock market has more volatility and lower returns during the summer months. The old line is sell in May, by which they mean the 1st of May, or the 30th of April, I suppose. Sell in May and stay out of the market until Halloween. That during the period from May the 1st to the 31st of October, the average returns on the stock market, not just in America, but all around the world, have been surprisingly low, and there's been a lot of volatility, and the time you make your money is in the winter months. Nobody has come up with an adequate explanation. There's been discussion about, as you said, liquidity. There's been discussion about the shortening of the days after the 21st of June.
30 seconds, Brad. Go ahead.
There's been talk about the money calls by farmers during the harvest. Nobody really knows.